From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Daniel Renches. Gerry Adams, the leader of Sinn Féin, the political wing of the IRA, has been arrested in Northern Ireland in connection with a 1972 murder. Mr. Adams' arrest came shortly after he voluntarily went to a police station for questioning. From FSN's London Bureau, Ollie Barrett reports.
In a statement, Gerry Adams says that his meeting with the PSNI has been voluntary. He says that the killing of Jean McConville was wrong and a grievous injustice to her and her family. He says in the statement he's never disassociated himself from the IRA, but is innocent of any part in the abduction, killing or burial of Mrs. McConville.
The governor of Oklahoma has ordered an independent review into the state's use of the death penalty following a botched execution in the state on Tuesday night. Clayton Lockett died of a heart attack after an attempt to execute him using lethal injection was abandoned. The White House has criticized the episode, as our Washington correspondent Simon Marks reports.
Amid a growing sense of outrage over the events in Oklahoma's death chamber, the White House says the execution of Clayton Lockett fell short of humane standards. Now, Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon has bowed to mounting pressure and ordered a full independent review of her state's execution procedures. Clayton Lockett's execution was abandoned 20 minutes after it began when one of his veins ruptured. He died of a heart attack sometime after witnesses were barred from seeing what was taking place in the death chamber. Capital punishment opponents have seized on the case, saying it shows the death penalty is cruel and unusual, and therefore unconstitutional. Simon Marks, Washington.
Wall Street closed at an all-time high at the end of Wednesday trading in New York. From FSN's business desk, Nick Harper reports.
In the last 2 hours of trading, the markets rallied, the Dow Jones in particular, rising 46 points or 0.3% to end the day at a new record high. That was after the Federal Reserve announced it was reducing its stimulus program by another $10 billion a month, cropping the amount of bonds it buys every month to $45 billion worth. Wall Street seemed to take on some of the optimism showed by the Federal Reserve. The Fed deciding to reduce the stimulus program despite weak economic data during the first 3 months of the year. Nick Harper, New York.
The British actor Bob Hoskins is being mourned by moviegoers and his fellow actors alike. He died on Wednesday at the age of 71, following a long battle with Parkinson's disease. Bob Hoskins found fame in the BBC series Pennies from Heaven and starred in Mona Lisa, The Long Good Friday and Who Framed Roger Rabbit. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The human rights chief of the United Nations, Navi Pillay, has accused both government and rebel forces in South Sudan of using child soldiers. The UN estimates that over 9,000 children have taken part in the conflict since fighting broke out in December. William Denslow reports from the United Nations in New York.
Speaking at the end of a visit to South Sudan, Navi Pillay accused rebels and those loyal to the president of recruiting child soldiers, as well as indiscriminate attacks on civilians and children. With over 1 million people displaced in the country, she says there's a real threat of famine and that leaders are showing an apparent lack of concern. A truce signed in January has done little to stop the five-month conflict. Indeed, violence has escalated in recent weeks, with reports of ethnically motivated mass killings of civilians. United States Secretary of State John Kerry is travelling to Ethiopia to try and broker a peace deal between both sides.
Spanish police say they've arrested a man they suspect threw a banana at Barcelona football player Dani Alves during a La Liga match in Spain. The racist gesture sparked outrage and a massive online social media campaign. Here's our Europe reporter, Jack Parrock.
Barcelona left-back Dani Alves says he's been denouncing racist gestures like this one for 6 years. So when the banana was thrown at him in Sunday's match against Villarreal, he picked it up and ate it whole. The Twitter hashtag #WeAreAllMonkeys then surged with famous people and football fans alike posting photos and videos of themselves eating bananas to the social media site. Police in Spain say they've now arrested a man named locally as 26-year-old David Campaya Leo, a Villarreal supporter. The club has already rescinded his season ticket and given him a lifetime ban, but he could now face criminal charges.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Daniel Renches reporting.